Title: News for Veteran-Owned Small Businesses. SVOSB and VOSB certification moves to the SBA in 2023. Content: Effective January 1, 2023, certification of veteran-owned small businesses, VOSBs, and service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses, SVOSBs, moved from the Department of Veterans Affairs? VA? Center for Verification and Evaluation, CVE, to the Small Business Administration, SBA? Veterans Small Business Certification Program, VetCert? Previously, VOSBs and SVOSBs only needed to be independently verified for VA sole source and set-aside awards. For procurements by all other federal agencies, SVOSBs could self-certify without an outside review. The final rule, published November 29, 2022, but effective January 1, 2023, shifts the venue to SBA while also implementing four key requirements from the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2021, as discussed below. 1. VA verified VOSBs and SVOSBs are deemed SBA certified for the remainder of their eligibility term, with an additional one-year extension. Any SVOSB or VOSB verified by the VA Center for Verification and Evaluation prior to January 1, 2023 will be deemed SBA certified for the remainder of the business. 3-year eligibility term, if the business continues to qualify. Additionally, SBA intends to grant a one-time, one-year extension to current VA-verified VOSBs and SVOSBs that will be added to the eligibility term of current verified small businesses. But any new VOSBs or SVOSBs applying for SBA certification will receive only a 3-year eligibility term. 2. 1-year grace period for self-certified SVOSBs to apply for SBA certification. Self-certified SVOSBs have a 1-year grace period until January 1, 2024. To apply for SBA certification. In the meantime, SVOSBs can continue to self-certify for non-VA government contracts until SBA makes a final eligibility determination. For VA procurements, however, there is no grace period. SVOSBs must be certified in order to be eligible for VA set-asides. As of January 1, 2024, any SVOSB that does not have a pending certification application at SBA, or that has not been SBA certified, will be ineligible for sole source or set-aside federal procurements. 3. SBA applications now available. SBA has a new certification application portal for VOSBs and SVOSBs, which is available for use now. https://veterans.certify.sba.gov. Much like the previous VA process conducted through the VA's Center for Verification and Evaluation, businesses will have to provide proof of eligibility. In other words, a business will have to demonstrate that it is a small business per the applicable size standards at 13 CFR Part 121, and b unconditionally owned and controlled by one or more veterans, including service-disabled veterans, as needed. For SBA makes eligibility requirements less restrictive to qualify as a VOSB or SVOSB. The basic parameters remain the same as they have been in the past. 1. A small business that is, 2. At least 51% owned and controlled by one or more veterans or service-disabled veterans, unless an exception relating to active duty, disability, or death applies. The requirements for the new SBA certification are in 13 CFR Part 128, and largely mirror existing VA verification requirements, with a few noteworthy modifications making eligibility easier as a practical matter. Requirement for the veteran owner, S, to be of good character is eliminated. Whether the qualifying individual is incarcerated or on parole or probation will be a responsibility issue determined by the contracting officer as part of a specific procurement. Not an eligibility issue to be considered in the first place by SBA. Non-veteran owners may have a commercially reasonable right of first refusal. Previously, the SBA Office of Hearings and Appeals had determined that a SVOSB was not unconditionally owned by a service-disabled veteran where a non-veteran had a right of first refusal to purchase all or part of the company's shares. This often made non-veteran investors hesitant to invest because the non-veteran not only did not control the company, but the non-veteran also had no guarantee that the investment could be adequately protected over the long term. This new change should make it easier for VOSBs and STVOSBs to partner with non-veteran investors who will be better able to protect their minority investments in the company. 13 CFR 128.202b(3). Less restrictive.